Blog Talk Radio.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl. When mama said you would never be nothing,
When aunties and uncles said that you'll never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see? Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up?
Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, for he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I am
his. Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Well, amen, amen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, on tonight. We welcome you to Women Speak Now. I am the host on tonight, Prophetess Lisa Harris. Amen. I'm excited to see what the Father has to say unto his children on tonight. Father God, we thank you tonight for all your many blessings. Father God, we thank you that you have allowed us to see another blessed Thursday night. Father God, we give you praise and glory and honor on tonight. Father God, open up your people's ears. Open up their spirit, their heart, their mind, their soul, that they might be able to receive what you have to say through me. I'm just a vessel and just belongs to you tonight. So, Father God, we give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Amen. I do give honor to the Most High God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. My Jehovah Jireh, my El Shaddai, my provider, my friend, my husband. He's my everything. I do give honor to Pastor E, the man that allowed us women to come together. And I thank God for touching his heart that he gave us an opportunity Amen. Praise God. Tonight we're going to be coming from St. John, the 8th chapter, 1 through 14 verse. St. John 8, 1 through 14. If I had to have a theme, title, or subject, I would be saying Christian peoples will stone you and me and will kill you and me. But God come that we might live and declare his word. Let me just read it one more time. This is a theme, the subject, or title, well, however you want to put it. Christian peoples will stone you. Stone means they're going to kill us. Christian people will stone you and me and kill you and me. But God, but God, that we may live and declare his word. Amen. The word is already blessed. St. John 8, 1 through 14. Jesus went up unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning, come on, talk about early in the morning. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came up to him, and he sat down and taught them. Ain't that something? That's good people for God. He sat down and taught them. That's good when we can allow God, Jesus the Lord, to come down from the mountain and sit down and talk of what? The word of God. He put his spirit in us. Come on, somebody. He put his word in us. But do you have the ear to listen? Can you give enough time? Can you suck up enough time for God to come in and sit down and talk to you? Can I? Amen. And the scribes and the Pharisees bought unto him a woman. Now, who that sound like? The church folks, the Christian folks. Come on, somebody. I thank God I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm not a Christian folk. I'm not a church girl. I am a child of God, of the Most High God. And the scribes and the Pharisees bow unto him a woman, take it in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, see, check it out. The scribes and Pharisees, see, they don't got the devil. They don't plan. They don't plot. Oh, Jesus going to stone her. Oh, Jesus going to kill her. That's how church folks do. Come on, somebody. Christian people, they come to kill us. They come to stone us. They come to leave us by the road. Come on, somebody. They'll pass by us. We got a flat top. We out of gas. They're going to pass by us. They ain't going to stop the Pharisees and the scribes. That's what they do. Check this out. And the scribe Pharisee bought unto him a woman, taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, guess what? They brought her to Jesus. Woo! And that's a good thing. Somebody better say, Lord, I thank you tonight that the Christian folk, church folk, they're going to bring me to Jesus. Because guess what? When they bring me to Jesus, they had no idea what's going to happen. Check this out. Verse 4 said, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery. In a very act. Do they not know who they bought this woman before? Oh, my God. They say that to him. They don't know who he really is. And first part, and now Moses in the law command us that such should be stoned. But one says that, who are you? How are you going to bring us before God? And you're going to tell God, I think he should be stoned. I think she be stoned. Jesus said, who without sin cast the first stone? Come on, somebody. See, we can't cast no stones tonight because we all know. We all know singing. We all saved by grace tonight. Can I get a witness for tonight? The church folk, the scribe, the Pharisee, this just what they would do. They're going to tell God, well, God, I think you should punish them. God, I think they should die. God, I think you should kill them. I think, God, you need to put sickness on their body. That's how Christian folks do. Church folk, watch your Christian folks. Come on, somebody. Verse 6 said, this they said, tempting him. Now, here they go again. This they said, tempting him that they might have no accuse of him. But Jesus stood down and with his finger wrote on the ground and thought he heard them, not. Now, people come on, let's be real. Now, we know we would think that's crazy. Some of us will say, ain't no way in the world that Jesus gone right on the ground. That's foolish. That's crazy. That's either. He said, do the foolish thing to confide. So why? Come on, somebody. Whatever it takes, baby. Jesus going to do it. Come on, somebody. In verse 7, so when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without among you, he that is without sins among you, let him first cast the first stone at her. Who can cast in the stone tonight? Come on, somebody. We all sinners saved by grace. We need to stop judging people, stop criticizing people, stop putting people down, and stop saying what they ain't going to be and what they ought to be, because we are not Jesus. We are not God. We are not Lord. The Bible said judge nothing before time. Come on, somebody. He said what you judge is going to be meant to you. So we need to learn to close our mouth. What we need to do is we need to pray. Come on, somebody. When you know somebody is falling, somebody not in the presence of being, what the Bible say? When you have been converted, go and convert your sister and brother in the spirit of humility. But how can you walk in humility when you don't know what love is? Come on, somebody. So you can't help me if you can't help yourself. You can't tell me how to get delivered if you ain't been delivered. You can't tell me how to keep myself if you ain't keeping yourself. It said right here, he said, who? He said, he that is without sin among you. Okay, he said, my best Jesus talking. Let him first cast a stone at her. Guess what? They couldn't cast no stone. See, the Pharisees, scribe, oh, baby, they don't got together. Man, they probably been up all night long, all day long, planning and plot. Oh, we're going to take her before Jesus. Jesus going to stone this woman. Oh, she's a daughter. Oh, she this, she that. And don't realize, we all ex something. Come on, somebody. We all have been delivered and been set free from something. Our life. And some of us, right now, God is still working on us. I'll be the first one to say, he's working on me. Come on, somebody. Because I'm telling sometimes I have to really check myself. Sometimes I get the same thing. You know, I might not speak it out of my mouth. In my mind, I'm thinking so. And it ain't all godly. Come on, somebody. You might want to be real tonight. Because tonight, he said, who would I say catch the first stone? Take nobody on this land, cast no stones on nobody. We need to learn how to pray. We need to learn how to embrace one another in love. The Bible says perfect love is going to cast out all fear. If you walk in love, if you love your sister, your brother, as the word of God says, you will not judge them. Don't be a scribe and a Pharisee tonight, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 8 said, and again, he stood down and rolled on the ground. He had to do it a second time. Don't scribe and no Pharisee. They let him get what Jesus said. So God said, all they want to do is stone her. Stone her. That's how Christian church people do. They want to bring you before the whole entire church. They're going to get together with their little deacon boy, their little mother boy, their little missionaries, and they're going to get together, their little group. They're going to do it around the pastor. They're going to get a little group, a little clique among themselves. They're going to say, what do you think we should do to him or her? I think we should bring him or her for the church. But see, they don't forgot right here. With verse 7 say, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone. Can't nobody cast a stone on nobody. We all a sinner saved by grace on tonight. Ain't no goodness in nobody on this line tonight. Come on, somebody. We all here tonight for the goodness of the Lord. Because we all don't did a whole lot of things. We don't say a whole lot of things. Come on, somebody. We don't been in the wrong place. Can I be a witness? We've been in the wrong bed. We're with the wrong woman. With the wrong man. Come on, somebody. We don't did something out of the will of God. But we thank God tonight for what? For God's grace and his mercy, how he covered us. Come on, somebody. He didn't have to cover us. Come on. But he said, I cover you because I know one day you will get delivered. And I did a conference, and I said, neighbor, can you cover me until I get recovered? So you can't cover nobody if you ain't been recovered. So you can cover somebody when you've been delivered or you've been recovered. But guess what? Somebody had to cover you until you get delivered. So you can't, everybody can't cover us. Everybody can't pray for us. Everybody can't lay for us. You can't let everybody be laying hands on you, prophesying to you about the God, your ear gates. Come on, somebody. Be careful in this season. Be careful who you connect yourself with, because they'll be the main one. They're going to judge you. They're going to stone you. They're going to bring you before Jesus and say, God, stone this woman. Stone this man.
They ain't nothing but a sinner. They're a homeowner. They're a fornicator. They're adulterer. They're a liar. They're a bite body. Oh, God, stone. And the teacher said, who are you? So you tell me what I need to do? He said, I don't know. He said, I judge everybody. But God said, guess what? He gave every man a measure of faith. See, we thank God that, I don't know about you, I thank my God, my Jesus, my Lord, that he ain't like man or woman. Because what if I'd have been gone a long time ago? Come on, somebody. Because I'm pretty sure people already don't play at my funeral. Don't say, oh, she going to be anything. She the black sheep of the family. She the outcast. She ain't nothing. She ain't nobody. But, baby, I knew a God that said, how I look low. And I know who I am. The song say, I know it tonight. That song say, Jesus saw the best in me. But everybody else saw the worst in me. But Jesus, he saw the best in Lisa Carol Harris. And I'm so glad, God. I thank you, God, that you saw the best in me. Even when I done see it in my own self, I got to say amen to my own self tonight. And verse 8 said, again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which hear it being convicted by their own consent went out one by one. Check this out. One by one, beginning at the elders, even up to the last, and Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. Now, here go these Pharisees. She can describe a woman before Jesus, and look what happened. Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. Now they don't follow her before Jesus, telling him what he needs to do to the woman, but then they gone. Where they at? Ooh, this ain't getting good, y'all. Verse 10 say, when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her. Now check this out. Listen to y'all real good. They don't walk about before Jesus, telling him what he need to do, but then he look around. He said, what is that? Where are them Pharisees? Where them scribes at? They gone. Because you know what? Because see what they had planned, had plotted, it didn't work. So that's why the Bible said, no weapon formed against them, it shall not prosper. And every time it was against them, God said, he shall condemn. So that's when you got to know that you know that you know that you know, no matter what nobody said about you, nothing about God said, sure what? He said, no weapons from against us, it shall not prosper. Now, here that is a woman before God, and Jesus said, where is your accusers? Where is they at? Where them deacons at? Where the mothers? Where them missionaries? Where them ushers at? Come on, somebody. Where them busybodies at? Where them tailbearers at? He said, where they at? Come on. He looking. He just hit me the woman. The woman's still there. I imagine how she felt. She probably already don't say, oh, Jesus is going to stone me. He's going to kill me. Oh, my God. I can imagine this lady probably panic, emotion, and probably say, okay, he's going to stone me. They don't bought me before God. I might want to give up. And Jesus said, even until the last, and Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. The woman still standing there. The Bible said the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but the one that's going to endure to the end. Tonight, can you endure the hardship? Can you endure being accused? Can you endure being called a liar? Can you be endure saying you're a bite body? Can you endure when they say you're enough for the witch, you're a warlock, you're a Jezebel? Can you endure in the midst of everybody call you out all your name? Can you stand? He said, when everything is going down, just stand. Everything going down for the word of God, just stand. I don't care what nobody say, just stand. Just trust God. If your husband leave you, your wife leave you, your children, whoever, just stand. Because guess what? You're not standing alone. See, Jesus said, I'm with you, baby. Even to the end of the world. What did he say? I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Men will leave you, women, the church folk, the Christian folk, the missus folk, they're going to leave you. Come on, somebody. Put your trust in God on tonight. the personal charity, personal heart, the trust in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, here we go, verse 10. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, check this out now. Here go Jesus, woman, where are those thine accusers? He asked the woman a question. So he said tonight, people to God, men to God, women to God, he said tonight, where are your accusers at? Come on, somebody. Come on. He said, where are thy? What is it? And had no man to condemn thee. My God of Zion. Jesus. Verse 11. And she said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Now you know them are Pharisees. You know them scribes. They were third-day hot with Jesus. They don't plan it. They don't plot it. How they going to do the woman? They know. They said, oh, honey, God's going to stone you. Oh, God's going to get you. St. John 3:17 says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Can anybody see God in us? Can anybody see Jesus in us? Can anybody see the Lord in us? Is our light shining that people say, Lisa, oh, I see something in you. What you want, I got. We're supposed to be a light that shines in dark places. We're supposed to be a light today. We walk in a room, everything's supposed to change. Everything's supposed to shift because we are just like Jesus. So right here, he's saying right here, he said, Jesus, I didn't come into the world to condemn. I come that the world through him might be saved. Jesus saved people through us. Why in the world he come down off the cross and he, if he got to do everything, what are we on the earth for? Come on, somebody. To win souls to Christ, you got to be wise. When you win souls to Christ, you got to have the right tools. Come on, somebody. You know the tools is? Love. L-O-V-E. Love. If you ain't got love, anybody want to get saved on with your nasty attitude? I wouldn't either. St. Luke 9:56 says, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's life, but to save them. Woo! Somebody better save me right there. Let me read it one more time. St. Luke 9:56. For the Son of Man, who's the Son of Man? Jesus Christ. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's life, but to save them. Now, you need to stop telling me you're going to hell. You're going to bust hell wide open. Who are you? You better thank God that God snatched you out of some stuff. Because you're on your way to hell, too. I'm on my way to hell. Come on, somebody. Until I had to get my mind right. I had to get tired of Mr. Carol Harris slipping and dipping. I had to get tired of my own self. Come on, somebody. I'm a single saved by person, but I don't judge nobody. You know why? I'm fearful. I'm scared to judge somebody. Because I remember God said, what you judge, be meant back to you. Be careful who you put your mouth on. Be careful who you put down. Might be the same one that you about to go one day and might give you a character or give you a glass of water. Be careful. And you say, oh, I ain't sleeping with them, honey. Oh, no, honey. They can't get me in there. Be careful. To be them same ones, you're going to have to eat them words, walk them words, and you're going to have to say, you know what? I judge you. I said something about you. I'm sorry. Come on, somebody. Amen. Verse 12 says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus said again to them, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness. If God brought you out of darkness, why are you walking in darkness? Darkness is sin. Come on, somebody. Once you get saved, you turn, you repent. Dark and light has no such together. He said he brought you out of darkness into the light. Come on, somebody. So what you want to sin him, now you're saved, the light is upon you. That means God is upon you. His glory is upon you. His spirit is upon you. You are just like Jesus. We represent him. We are his ambassadors. We are his vessels. We are his daughters. We are his sons. We are the woman, the man of God. We are the chosen one. We are the peculiar. We are the royal. We are the unique. Come on, somebody. We are the one that set aside, set apart. Because Jesus said, I am the light. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me, are you following Jesus? Are you following the scribe and the Pharisee? Because he following your baby, I'm telling you right now, they finna set you up big time. They finna set you up. Come on, somebody. They're going to bring you before God and the Lord as they go. Look around and say, what they at? Now, they don't bought me, they left me, baby. That's how them church folks, some Christian people do. They will stumble you. I'm telling you right now, you better get you some chosen people. You better deal with people of God. Because some Christian people, the church folk, oh, I'm a Christian, honey. Oh, I'm saved, honey. I don't do this. I don't do that. You're in the biggest hell place. Come on, somebody. Follow them to their house. Come on, go around the corner. Don't let them see you. Honey, they'll be cooking up a sailor. Come on, somebody. They'll be thumping it like you're hot. You be like, I thought she was a Christian. You're right, Christian. Christian peoples. Come on. But when you a child of the Most High God, when you've been chosen by God, that song said, oh, what a change in me. Something happened on the inside, and it came into my life. The song for the night that God saw the best in me. Everybody else gave up on me, but God saw the best in me. Tonight, I don't know about you all, but people of God tonight, follow me. Shall not walk in darkness. Darkness is singing. Tonight, God said, come out from among them. Be you separate. Sin and light has no fellowship. You can't serve God and serve the devil day. For he said, choose this day who you will serve. We serve a jealous God. God said he will have no other God before him on tonight. People of God, I don't know about you all tonight. This word has blessed me. And I told God to help me with my mouth. Because sometimes we got to be real. We still judge people. We may not figure out our mouth. Might walk in the church. They got a short skirt on, tight pants on. We judging them from our mind. We ain't speaking out our mouth. We like, oh, she have a shame on herself. Oh, my God, look at that top. Now, she knows she should have sold that top. She got too much sleep insurance. What she trying to tilt the pastor? She'll buy you sometimes trying to tilt my man, honey. Oh, no, honey. But guess what? You treat your man right at home. You don't have to worry about it. He only have eyes for you. But you so quick to judge people. Don't know that's all they had to put on. But the Bible says what? Love and kindness have I drawn thee. False answer. Turn away what? The wrath of God. Tonight, people say, God, what kind of words coming out your mouth? Are you showing love? Are you having compassion? Are you having long suffering? Are you having endurance with people? Come on, somebody. Right here in the last verse, verse 12, that's my last verse. Oh, I'm going to read down 14. I'm sorry. Verse 13 says, the Pharisee therefore said unto him, thy verse a ripple of thyself, thy record is not true. Oh, my God. Here with these Pharisees. How are you going to tell something to Jesus and God? Your book is not true. 14, my last verse. Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know where I came and where I go. But you cannot tell where I come and where I can go. Now you know what? You right there, y'all know you need to close the book. How long Pharisees and scribes gonna tell Jesus? See, they still mad, upset. Because they want Jesus to stone this woman, they call her adultery. So here they are still telling him, oh, your record's not true. How can you stand before a holy God, Jesus Lord, and say, your record's not true? I'll be afraid that he's going to strike me down, afflict my body. But guess what? Jesus so bad, y'all, he's so smooth. Verse 13 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself. See, he ain't got to prove himself because he know who he are, myself, and yet my record is true. His word is always going to be true. Everything going out but the word of God. My word is true. For I know whether I came and whether I go. For you cannot tell where I come and whether I can go. So that's what? That you know what? That is real bad. And here that is telling Jesus, the man that died on the cross, gave his only begotten son for me and you. He said he died that we might live again. On the third day, he was with all power in his hand. Here the Pharisee describes to tell Jesus that his work is not true. Oh, my God. Now, check this out. That's just like Christian people, church folks. Come on, somebody. Here they are coming to him again. Oh, your work ain't true. Man, I could imagine Jesus say, if y'all don't get out my face, I'm going to give you some grace and some mercy. But I promise you, don't come to me again with this right here. But you know what? People say, God, that's why he said, who would I sin? Cast the first stone. Tonight, I repent tonight. God forgive me right now. If I don't judge anybody saying about I shouldn't say it, if thoughts in my mind, in my heart, I repent now. God forgive me. Because I don't want to stand before him and say, depart from me, work of iniquity. I know you don't. Your work's been in vain. I want him to say, well done, Lisa Carol Harris. Come on, somebody. Tonight, people of God, we all need to repent. God, we know tonight, we don't trust people, we don't say something we shouldn't have said. Come on, somebody. We don't plan, we don't plot. Come on, somebody. I wished out with hoodoo, voodoo, whoever. Come on. Got to be real. So I thought we don't deal some stuff tonight. Right now, Jesus said, him without sin, cast the first stone. Woo! Honey, them more thoughts he described, they had to put those stones back in their pocket. Ha! And they had to walk away. Oh, my God. We serve an awesome God tonight. I hope this word has blessed you all. It has blessed me. I'm on the edge of my feet right now. I'm so excited about this word of tonight because I promise you, it blessed my soul tonight. And I just begin to assemble myself tonight. I'm reading this word. Lord, I need you. Lord, assemble me. Oh, God. Y'all say anything. God, oh, it's like came to my mind. God, I repent now. Because I'm telling people to God, one day, we all got to stand before God. He said, let every man look out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. We cannot afford to no more put our mouth on anybody. We can afford no more to judge nobody up until tonight. Judgment must begin where? In the house of God first. He said, if the righteous can scarcely make it in, imagine. What the sinners? What if they don't make it in? What if we didn't go out there and witness to nobody? What if we didn't go win souls to Christ? Guess what? God going to hold us accountability. Tonight, I pray the word had blessed you. There's some time to turn it back in hand. Pastor E. Hampton. Pastor E., are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Amen. Okay. Good word. There's a fire. There's bless a fire you. Going on over there. You got a fire extinguisher? Because there's a fire lit
yes,
up over
sir.
There.
I'm looking at it right now, Coffee. I'm looking at it.
Well, you know, it's just conjunctural that you brought this up because there's a lot of stuff going on throughout social media and everything. People's downfalls and people getting caught and people getting put on blast. And we the first ones to talk about them. We the first
come
ones
on,
to put it
come
all on Facebook
on.
And instead of trying to block it, because if I start seeing
come
something
on.
That's not appropriate, I start blocking it and saying it's inappropriate to be on Facebook because I don't want to see your business out there like that. Me and Pastor Valores were talking about that earlier and was like, man, I got some stuff. If it ever surfaced, they'd be like, what? I mean, you know, they can doctor old videos and old pictures and old stuff of you making you look like you're doing it now and put it out here. And before you know it, people to judge you and threw you under the bus. And you'd be like, dude, that was 30 years ago. You
come
know,
on
we got to be
on.
Better. We got to be so much.
Yeah.
We have to be so much better at this. And I thank you for the word tonight and being transparent and letting that fire go loose and don't care about what nobody thinks. Just make sure
amen.
That as you continue, God is protecting you and guiding you. If somebody else is encouraged and wants to get in on this call tonight, go ahead and dial one. You will be brought into the boardroom this evening with Prophetess Lisa here. Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Minister Terry, you're live on Women Speak Now.
Good evening, beautiful family, Prophetess Lisa, Pastor E, and all the listeners. She is on fire, my God. She said, cast no stone. You know, but I really love what you said, though. We all have to have that spirit of repentance because, you know, even the slightest sin of passing judgment, and sometimes the judgment is not spoken. The judgment is in our mind. So we all have to have that spirit of repentance. And you was I love what you said, my beautiful sister. You were speaking about darkness. And it had me going to John, 1 John 1 and 5, you know, because he said, when you're in him, there is no darkness. But the thing is, when you're in him and you go around that darkness, you put a little darkness over your light. So glory to God. Yeah. We got to recognize darkness and know it ahead of time. Amen. This has been an awesome word. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Thank you, my
Amen.
Love you.
Area code 334, last 40242. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa. Area code 334, last 40242. You're live on you're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa. Amen. Somebody might have just dialed one accidentally. Amen. Anybody else want to get in the conversation? We got a few minutes left. Go ahead and dial one, and we'll bring you into the conversation. Woman of God, you did an awesome job. God sent you on assignment tonight. That is a word that's needed. Each and every one of us, first of all, need to look in the mirror first, deal with you in the mirror only, and keep you in line only, and stay out of other people out of other people's business. And number one, keep folks' name out your mouth. If you don't have something good to say, just don't say
nothing at all. That's it right there.
And I'm encouraged to heed my own words, and I'm learning to hold my tongue and to not even, it's so easy. I was sharing this on Man Up the other night. You got some certain friends that'll call you, and before you know it, you gossiping about somebody, and you didn't even, you didn't set out to do it, but you just get so comfortable in talking with one another. Before you know it, they didn't say something. Now you didn't comment on it. I had to stop myself in my tracks and say, I am not even going to entertain friends' conversations that don't have something good to say and edifying about whoever they're talking about. I don't even care if the person is wrong. We should not have nothing to say about it. They have to deal with God on their own. They're going to have to deal with their judgment seat, just like I'm going to have to deal with it. That's why I'm working on me. So no judgment zone. But definitely, we do reign in an accountability zone that you must be accountable, and we must be holding each other according to that. I'm not gonna let you slip until you tell me to stay out your business. But when I got covenant partners, that's you telling me. I call you and I say, when you say, well, I want you to be my mentor and I want you to covenant with me, I'll be like, well, let me tell you what that entails. You now give me authority to get in your business.
Oh, that's right. Come on.
It may be like, wait a minute, hold up. I say, okay, no problem. I don't want to be in it. But if you're asking me to be your mentor and me to be covenant with you, I'm going to be watching you with big eyes. Because if anything go left, I'm going to be the first one to call you before somebody else try to tell the world. And that's what a real friend is, somebody that will tell you the truth one-on-one.
Come on.
Instead of you hearing sister so-and-so saying, well, Pastor E told me to call you and pray with you. That is wrong. That is wrong. If I can't do it myself, why would I send somebody else to do what God has called me to do?
Come on. That's good right there. I agree.
We got to get much better at this. We are not disciplined at this. We talk a good game on the radio. Oh, he sounded so good. No, you got to start living that way.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Even when that person did you wrong, even when you knew they talked about you, even when you know they put you down, you need to be worshiping and praising God, thanking God that somebody see you doing right. Because if you wasn't, they wouldn't even talk about you doing wrong.
That's it right there. That's it.
Amen. You started it. You started it.
Amen. That's awesome.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Yes. So, wait a minute. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa. Good evening. She learning. She going to learn it. Push dial one. It might take you off mute. Hey, man, I guess Minister Cherry, I'm just going to start throwing her under the bus so she don't have to dial one. Well, she hung up and she's going to call back in, and I'll try to bring her in before we close this out. What's going on in your region, Prophetess Lisa?
Well, just God's really opened up some awesome doors for me. And I can have a speaking engagement next month. And God just really, really awesome getting me to go through a transition. My time is up here. So I'm just waiting on the release date, the release month to happen. But otherwise, I'm excited. Personally. I'm walking in a spirit of humility, walking in love. I'm asking God to help me every day. I'm asking God to work on me. Lisa Carol Harris.
Amen.
I ain't know about nobody else. I'm asking God to work on me that I can die. That we all been a time that we have judged people and we said things we shouldn't have said. But I said tonight, but we have to thank God for God's grace and mercy. We have to thank God for a God of another chance.
Amen.
Like I said, we are the light of Him. We are His ambassadors. We are His daughter and son. If we say we are His daughter and son, why are we not acting like Him? Why are we not saying what He's saying? Why are we not doing it? Jesus was a man of compassion, a man of long suffering. If we are not walking the fruits of the Spirit, we need to check ourselves out.
Come on now. That's so true.
The Word of God says signs and wonders shall follow them believe. If any signs and wonders follow you, come on. If any miracles, any deliverance, any healing, come on, any breakthrough, the Bible says signs and wonders shall follow them. If we say we're a believer, what is the signs and the wonders it?
That's right.
Come on. It's time to stop talking, believe it, walk it. Come on.
Come on, let's do some work.
Come on. We are the examples of the world. People's watching us. People need us. People are dying. They crying. I want help. Somebody help me. And guess what? We selfish. We self-righteous people. We'll help nobody. People watching us, observing us. That's why we got to be careful.
My God.
When I was talking, you don't know. She said, Lisa, she said, so you're a prophet of God. I ain't had to tell her who I was. I said, what? She said, I know who you are. You're a prophet. You know what? We see people there. They watch us. How you carry yourself will come
That's
out
right.
your mouth. You better be careful. The Bible says, let your light so shine on your job, on your home, at Walmart, at Publix, Sam. You never know who's watching us. So now I got to read it. I got to be careful how I walk now. That's your place.
Man, you ain't playing. I can't go nowhere. Look, y'all, I can't go nowhere. They be
come
like,
on.
I be dressing down, like trying to work and stuff like that. Ain't you, I see you somewhere. I'll be like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You're a pastor, ain't you? I'll be like, yep.
Yep. Because the light. See, Jesus said, the light's going to shine it up. You ain't going to advertise who you are. Guess what? He said, your character, your fruits, they're going to speak for you.
Live the light. We got another caller. Area code 917, last four, 9957. You are live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa. Area code 917, last four, 9957. You're live.
Yeah, this is Victor Green from New York.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. You can hear me? I thought I had to hit one.
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Yeah, I want to thank Sister Lisa for giving the word. And you too, spreading the message. I got a lot out of it, you know, very spiritual, very uplifting. I learned in the process, when a person talk about you, you're very important. A lot of times they ain't got nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
They
have
nothing
else
to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And, you know, it's in the church, it's in the streets, in the family, all of that. You gotta learn to separate, you know, stay away from those and pray for them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's we need a lot more of that, to being able to pray. Prayer should be the first thing that we do when enduring any situation. Amen.
Yeah, that, you know, that I had to say that because I got a lot out of that message.
Thank you.
Oh, bless you, my brother.
Yep.
All right, God
thank
bless
you, Sister Lisa.
Bless you. Bless you. I appreciate you. Thank you for the support. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you are live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Preacher.
Hallelujah.
Prophetess Lisa. My sister.
Bless you.
My sister in Christ. Guess what? Get ready for your inbox and your email, because you're going to get some calls.
All right. Thank you, Ma. I receive it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Amen.
Let me say this. You brought out some good points. And you have truly, truly brought the word of God tonight. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to preach to the people and not at the people. And you have brought forth the word of God, my sister. And you done talked about the church. And it starts at the pulpit. It going to start at the pulpit.
Come on first. Come on.
And you done said so much. The church folks. The church is a hospital. It's a place where we go to be healed. But it hurts the people. It's a church of hurt. We get hurt every day, every Sunday, every Tuesday, Wednesday when we go to Bible study. You are hurt at the church.
Yeah,
but I don't call it the church. That's a house of prayer.
That's right. That's right.
That's a house of prayer.
Yeah.
You remember
God
went into the temple? Jesus went into the temple. And he said, this is a house of prayer. You have made it a den of thieves. Jesus used a whip. He turned over the table. He ran them out. You said so many good points. You talked about the woman that was stoned. And guess what? They need some people to be stoned today. They need some people to be stoned today. Because some of us don't know when to shut our mouth.
That's true.
We don't know when to shut our mouth. And you done brought such an awesome word tonight. You preach nothing but the word.
Thank
and the
you,
word
I
is in
conformed,
and the word is going forth. And guess what? It will not return back to you, boy.
Amen.
Amen.
It will not return back to God, boy.
Hallelujah.
Let me say this. Prophetess Lisa, I've heard you preach. But you have preached tonight. I know your house is on fire right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
You have preached like you done lost your mind.
Thank you so much. Amen.
And I'm going to tell
you
this.
Thank you so much.
You said one more thing. I loved it. You say we are a sinner.
Saved by grace.
And I'm tired of hearing people saying, I'm just a sinner. Guess what? I am not a sinner. I was a sinner.
Come on.
But I'm saved by grace.
Hallelujah.
Stop saying we are sinner. We are not a sinner. We was a sinner.
Come on.
You have said so much. I mean, God has confirmed some of that with me. The word you preached tonight, God has given me that. But I tell you, Sister Lisa, I never heard you preach like this before.
Praise God.
I never heard you brought the word like this before. And I see
God
doing a work in you. God is doing something.
I receive God.
Oh, God is doing something in you tonight, my sister. You get ready.
Thank you, Lord. I receive, God.
Get radical. Your life is going to never be the same.
Thank you, Jesus.
You
thank you, God.
Us.
Hallelujah.
Hey, somebody.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
You are changed. You are not the same.
Mm. My
oh,
God.
That's a word I've heard you preach tonight like you never preached before.
Well, thank you, Lord. I receive it.
And I want to thank you tonight,
amen.
My sister. You hey, Sheena Koshai, let me tell you something. You keep up the good work, and you keep preaching for
yes,
Jesus.
Ma'am. Hallelujah. Yes.
And you preach nothing but the word. Don't you compromise the word of God.
Yes, ma'am.
I dare you to compromise the word of God. You preach it.
Mm-mm. Yes, ma'am.
Preach
thank
it like
you,
Jesus give it to you. Preach it.
That's it. That's what
preach
I do.
Preach it.
Mm.
Preach
it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, woman of God. You are always encouraging for all of us
yes,
when you come
is.
And
yes,
bless us on this place. Amen. Come on, we got two
and
minutes
thing
left.
I want to say to you all tonight, I have a brother that's going to be laid to rest Saturday.
Okay.
He died on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
And he is a minister. And I'm going through some things right now, but I tell you what, I tune in and hear you tonight. And
thank
I'm going
you.
To this funeral on
moment.
Saturday to see my brother be laid to rest.
Well, our prayers are definitely with you, woman of God, and,
yes,
let
and
me say
we
this.
Stand in agreement Bobby, with you.
He told me on last Sunday, he said, I'm going to be 85 years old, he said. He said that I'm sick. And I'm preaching my last sermon to y'all today. And we
my
haven't
God.
Heard it since he died after that, y'all. Hear what I'm saying?
Jesus. My God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my,
my
Lord.
God.
Jesus. He
yes,
preached
God.
His last sermon, he said.
Jesus.
And we buried
my
him
God.
On Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Jesus.
And let me share this with you all before you hang up. Let me say this. I went to that hospital, and I stood over his bed, and the doctor did the surgery. He could have told my brother, I'm not going to do this surgery because it's a serious surgery. It is a 50-50 chance. But they did it anyway, and he signed the paper because he thought he was going to be okay. But you know what he said? The doctor said, can I get you anything? He said, no, you did what you came to do. I'm waiting on Jesus.
Ooh, my God. Jesus.
I am waiting on Jesus. They said, can we get you some pain medicine? He said, no, I'm pain-free.
Ooh.
He had transitioned over, y'all. I heard my brother talk
my
about
God.
Going away from this. Oh, to ask
really
upon the body to be present with the Lord.
Present with the Lord.
And all I need y'all to do is to stand in with the family and pray.
Yes.
Because I'm okay.
Jesus.
I'm well. It is well with me.
Amen.
Well, we take that assignment, woman
you,
of God.
Yes, sir.
We take that assignment and willfully, and just know that
yes.
we're with you and the family constantly to see the glory of God come through this situation for you guys. I'm excited for the call and to know that you're on assignment and what God is calling
yes,
you to do, and that this is your season to do some things that he's calling for you also. So God bless you so much. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, family, this has been great. We want you guys to definitely stay in agreement with us and in prayer with us for Evangelist Virginia Valentine's family and our covenant family, that as we stand with her, take up an area and bless the woman of God. We thank you so
amen.
Much for listening tonight. This has been awesome. We thank our sponsor, Ease Tees for You. You think it, we print it. You can get anything you want printed through us, clothes, flags, banners, cards, flyers, anything, 562-413-3710. And, yes, we do ship nationally. Well, God bless you guys. Woman of God, go ahead and pray us out of here.
Man, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm coming for you tonight. Father God, we just want to thank you, Father God, for this word on tonight. We pray where we examine our heart and it penetrate us. Oh God, go deep inside of our mind, heart, soul, and spirit. And God, begin to owe you anything in us, not of you on tonight. Bless even this Valentine tonight. God, we give a comfort for her family. We pray strengthen over her brother family tonight. God, we know, God, that it is well. But God, just pray, God, let it be a whole going celebration, oh God. Another soul that's gone home to be with God on tonight. Father God, I cover everybody on this line on tonight. I pick the blood and apply the blood. I cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we will take this word tonight. We will not be reading, not doing, but we're going to take this word and we are not going to judge nobody no more. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the opportunity on tonight. And God, I give you all praise and you get all the glory, all the honor. Decree and declare, my God, I decree and declare miracles. Hallelujah. I decree and declare breakthrough. I decree and declare, God, turn around for somebody on tonight that's going through some things right now. Your heart is heavy. I decree and declare tonight, the Lord is going to say, John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. Father God, we give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, we pray amen. Thank you again, and I love you all. Y'all have a blessed night and good night to everybody. Thank you, Pastor E. Bless you. Love you.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. The scripture declares that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So I want you to get excited and declare that today will be the best day of your life. Hallelujah. Somebody celebrating.